Today is February 13th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. NASA's acting administrator says the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, will examine agency payments. Spire Global is going to court to force Belgian analytics provider Kepler to complete a deal for its commercial ship tracking business. The Space Development Agency is looking for input on how to incorporate its satellite systems into a Iron Dome for America missile defense program. Satellite manufacturing startup Apex has won a $45.9 million Space Force contract. And Spanish propulsion startup Arcadia Space won a contract to provide thrusters for a launch vehicle being developed by French company MayaSpace.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that NASA's acting administrator says the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, will examine agency payments. Speaking to reporters after a speech Wednesday, Janet Petro said that DOGE, the organization spearheaded by Elon Musk, would come to the agency to look at our payments and what money has gone out, but didn't elaborate on what DOGE would be looking for. She said, "Very strict conflict of interest policies would prevent DOGE from using that information in a way that could benefit Musk, who is CEO of SpaceX." She added that hundreds of NASA employees had accepted a buyout offer from the Office of Personnel Management, but did not have a more specific figure. Earlier in the day, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, said his committee had not yet scheduled a confirmation hearing for Jared Isaacman, the White House's nominee to be NASA administrator, as the committee had not yet received completed paperwork for the nomination. Spire Global is going to court to force Belgian analytics provider Kepler to complete a deal for its commercial ship tracking business. Spire said in a regulatory filing, it filed a complaint in the Delaware Court of Chancery against Kepler after that company declined to close a $233.5 million purchase announced in November. Spire had planned to use the proceeds to clear approximately $100 million in outstanding debt, strengthening its financial position for investing across its weather, aviation, and radio frequency geolocation data businesses, as well as hosted payload services. Kepler did not disclose why it has failed to complete the acquisition, which was set to close in the first quarter. The Space Development Agency is looking for input on how to incorporate its satellite systems into an Iron Dome for America missile defense program. The agency published a call to industry this week, seeking perspectives on integrating its proliferated warfighter space architecture, PWSA, of missile tracking and communication satellites into a broader missile defense system. The agency plans to award one or more contracts for 60-day studies focused on several areas, including digital simulation modeling of the proposed architecture and the integration of the Missile Defense Agency's hypersonic and ballistic tracking space sensor satellites into the PWSA's tracking layer. Satellite manufacturing startup Apex has won a $45.9 million Space Force contract. The Space Systems Command contract, announced Wednesday, calls for an unspecified number of satellites to be delivered by 2032 to support missions across multiple orbits. The California-based company specializes in manufacturing standardized small satellite buses, and this contract is its largest with the government to date. Spanish propulsion startup Arcadia Space won a contract to provide thrusters for a launch vehicle being developed by French company MayaSpace. Arcadia Space will supply 250 Newton thrusters to be used on the reaction control system of MayaSpace's planned reusable small launch vehicle. The first on-orbit testing of an Arcadia Space propulsion system is scheduled to launch in March on a deorbit Ion vehicle, flying on the SpaceX Transporter 13 rideshare mission. In other news, Blue Origin is targeting late spring for the second New Glenn launch. Company CEO Dave Limp said at the Commercial Space Conference Wednesday that the investigation into the failed booster landing on its first launch last month should not delay a second launch. LIMP said a propulsion problem of some kind meant they weren't able to get everything right on the re-entry burn of the booster, but he did not elaborate. Blue Origin is considering a couple of options for the payload for the second launch and would be willing to fly a mass simulator if needed. He said the company also hopes to launch its Blue Moon Mark 1 robotic lunar lander before the end of the year and argued that the technologies the company is developing for lunar missions can also be applied to Mars. The Air Force Research Laboratory has extended an engine development contract with Sierra Space. The $16 million extension announced Wednesday follows the successful completion of the engine's integrated test campaign and builds upon a previous $22.6 million contract awarded in July 2023 to mature the design of the VR-35KA. The engine, capable of producing 35,000 pounds force of thrust, is designed for use on upper stages for military and commercial applications. Sierra Space says the engine also has in-space propulsion applications, such as orbital maneuvering and lander descent systems. A solar storm last year demonstrated that even smaller solar events are something to worry about. The Ganon storm in May was formed when dozens of solar flares sent at least 5 coronal mass ejections, CMEs, toward Earth. Those CMEs merged, space scientists said, creating a major event. Researchers estimate the Ganon storm caused at least $500 million in losses for farmers alone, as the storm disrupted navigation systems used in precision agriculture, delaying planting of crops. The storm also affected satellites through increased drag in low Earth orbit. Xinhua reports that China has announced the names of a new lunar spacesuit and rover. The China Manned Space Agency said Wednesday that the spacesuit it is developing for future lunar missions will be called Wangyu, or Gazing into the Cosmos, while a lunar rover intended for use by those astronauts will be called Tansuo, or Explore the Unknown. The agency said it selected the names from 9,000 submissions by the public. AP is reporting that residents near SpaceX's Starbase facility in South Texas will vote in May on whether to incorporate as a city. Officials in Cameron County, where Starbase is located, said Wednesday they scheduled a vote for May 3rd on a petition to incorporate Starbase as a city. SpaceX argued that the incorporation would streamline processes for building in the area. Most of the people living in the area that would be incorporated are SpaceX employees.